fields.
那特别说失去打捆剩下的麦穗。
And then she was gleaning from the leftovers.
因为他们在打捆的时候总会剩下的嘛。
Because they were there, binding the sheaves. That's why.
所以总会剩下的嘛。
So there will be some leftovers.
那么从早晨直到如今他除了在屋子里坐一会儿他常待在这里。
So other than, you know, in the morning and evening, she would sit here all the time.
路德不光是蒙恩的女子。
So Ruth was not just someone who received grace.
蒙恩有一个条件的。
Now for you to receive grace, there's a condition.
懒惰的人不容易蒙恩到恩典。
Those who are lazy rarely receive grace as much.
所以这个穆迪曾经说过这话。
Moody once said this.
他说我从来没有看一个懒惰的人得救的。
I never seen a lazy person get saved.
这句话也许说的太严重了。
Maybe a little bit too serious.
但是我相信那个谁，我相信这个另外一个懂得读圣经的人说。
So there was another Bible scholar who said this.
他觉得没有一个懒人能够读明白圣经。
So there is no lazy person that can understand the word.
你看见路德这里蒙恩有个条件。
So for Ruth to receive grace is a condition.
她从早晨到如今，她常在这里。
For the morning until now, she has been here.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
所有的时间都是她争取恩典的机会。
Every single minute is a time when she can receive grace.
这一些的时间都是为着失去麦穗。
All of that time is for her to glean in the field.
她不敢浪费恩典。
She dare not to waste her grace.
她不敢浪费时间。
Now, where's there to waste time?
如果她浪费时间，她就浪费恩典。
If she wastes time, she wastes grace.
你看见没有
？You see that?
所以是恩典叫我们这个人殷勤。
So grace causes us to be diligent.
所以难怪这个很会读圣经的人叫做。Campbell Morgan.
So that's why a very famous Bible scholar named Campbell Morgan.
他是解经之王。
He is the prince of exposition.
Expositor. 那么他可以说解经之王。
He is the prince of exposition or expositor.
我们知道今天他实在明白圣经。
He really knew how to interpret the Bible.
人家问他说
，People asked him,
你怎么读圣经啊
？How do you study the Bible?
有一次史伯克丁问他。
Once Brother T. Austin Sparks asked him,
那么你准备讲还是怎么准备的
？How do you prepare when you share a message?
他如果因为 Campbell Morgan 都是一卷一卷解的。
But Campbell Morgan always studies book by book.
他最好的是路加福音。
His best is the book of Luke.
每个礼拜五。
Every Friday.
在伦敦有2000人聚在一个地方，就是听他讲圣经。
In London, there used to be 2,000 people just to hear him speak about the Bible.
Austin Sparks 他的学生。
T. Austin Sparks was his student.
所以问他说你怎么准备你的讲台
？He said, "Ask him, how do you prepare your message?
你怎么一张一张把它解开
？How do you open up each chapter?
他说我每次解释。开一卷圣经以前
So before I even dare to start interpreting a book
我一定要把它读40遍
I have to read it at least 40 times
否则我一定不讲的
Or I will not speak on it
但你不要忘记
But don't forget
他60岁做见证
When he was 60 he had a testimony
他年轻的时候读圣经
When he was young and he studied the Bible
他不是为着要讲道
He didn't do it to speak
他为着要明白圣经
He did it to understand the Bible
每一卷圣经他都读50遍
Every book he had already read 50 times
没有50遍他不做笔记的
But for 50 times he wouldn't take notes.
你看见吗？
You see
这是个解经之王。
This is a prince of expositors.
所以有人问他，你的秘诀是什么
？So someone asked him, "What's your secret?"
他说：“汗呐，汗呐，更多的汗。
Says sweat, and more sweat.
你看见没有？今天我们有没有人读圣经读出汗来
？So when we study the Bible, do we study to the point we sweat?
夏天吃饭会吃出汗来，这是真的。
So when we eat in the summer, you'll sweat.
那有的人说，你吃出汗来，结果那个给你这个饭馆就吃，他就给你吃出泪来，因为你吃出汗来，他就吃出泪来。
Sorry，
饭馆。让你吃饭
So if the restaurant lets you eat
你吃的不就吃出饭吃出汗来吗因为你吃得很痛快
So when you eat because you're so joyfully that you're full of sweat
但是呢这些饭都给你吃光了那么在这个餐馆的老板不是给你吃出了泪来了吗
But because you ate so much and he ran out so that's why the owner started crying
但是问题在这里
But the problem is this
今天我们有没有读圣经读出泪来的
So have we studied the Bible to the point of sweating
所以不要以为说今天我们为什么不长
So don't think about, you know, how come we don't grow up?
第一，我们是不是像路德一样
？First, are we like Ruth?
我们站在贫穷的地位。
Are we in the place of poverty?
我们站在寡妇的地位。
We stay in the place of a widow.
我们承认我们是寄居的。
We confess that we are sojourners.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？如果我们殷勤的话
，If we are diligent,
从 早到晚
from morning till evening.
结果你看见他就得着那么多的恩典
So he received much grace.
不光叫他自己能活着
Not just so that he can survive, she can survive.
叫他的婆婆也能活着
She can also help her mother-in-law survive.
那不光这样
Not only that.
等到波阿斯知道了他的境遇以后
When Boaz knew of her situation.
然后波阿斯就对路德说话
Then Boaz said something to her.
他说女儿啊听我说
So listen to me.
不要往别的田里去。
Do not go glean in another field.
失去麦穗，也不要离开这里。
Do not go on from this one.
要常与我的使女们在一起。
But stay here with my maids.
那弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
这句话，你如果把它翻成新约的话
，If you translate into New Testament
terms,
what does that mean?
圣经里不是有一句话吗
？Doesn't the phrase in the Bible say,
不要爱世界
？Do not love the world.
什么叫做不要爱世界
？What does it mean that do not love?
不要往别的田里去。
Do not glean in another field.
你们不要离开这里。
Don't leave this place.
要舍不得这里。
You have to cling on to this place.
你们要连于这里。
You have to be united with this place.
你们和这块地的关系就好像亚当和夏娃的关系。
Your relationship with this field is just like the relationship between Adam and Eve.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
当我们知道说，当路德还在摩亚地的时候
，Remember when Ruth was still in Moab?
她许了个愿
，She had a vow.
连于神的旨意。
To be united with the will of God.
那是第一步。
That's the first step.
现在主告诉他第二步是。
The Lord told her the second step.
连于神的旨意是为着第二步。
United with the will of God is for the second step.
那现在你就知道了。
Now you know.
这个波阿斯提你不田不要离开的
So you don't want to leave the field of Boaz
这里代表基督测不透的丰富
This speaks about the unsearchable riches of Christ
你只要在这里你不可能贫穷的
If you're here you cannot be poor
弟兄姊妹明白吗
See that?
所以波阿斯提他说你不要离开这里
Said do not leave here
你和这块田有一个关系
You have a relationship with this field
是一个连结的关系
It's a field of united
是难分难舍的关系
It is difficult for you to part with it
明白吗
You see that?
为什么路德有那个愿呢
Why does Ruth have that vow?
那现在波阿斯解释给他听了
Boaz explained it to him
就是为着这块地
It is for this field
现在明白吗
Remember?
这就是路德所蒙的恩典
This is the grace that Ruth received
最大的恩典是什么
What is the greatest grace?
不要往别人田去
Don't go to another field
不要离开这里
Do not leave this place
常与我的使女们在一处
That you are to be with my maids often
我的仆人在哪块田收割你就跟着他们去
Wherever they reap, you shall reap as well.
我已经吩咐仆人不可以欺负你。
I've commanded them not to touch you.
你如果渴了，可以到器皿那里喝仆人打来的水。
When you're thirsty, go to the water jars and drink from what the servants draw.
那弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
这是什么？
Sisters, what does that
这是恩言呢、
啊。This is words of grace.
这就是我们的主所说的恩言。
This is the words of grace of our.
我们是谁呢？
Who are we?
今天主怎么对我们说这些话呢？
How can the Lord speak these words?
主说不要爱世界。
The Lord says, "Do not love the world."
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
Do you understand?
主意思就是叫我们不要离开这里。
But the Lord is saying, "Do not leave this place."
不是世界不可爱。
It's not that the world does not love.
来这里。比主更可爱
But there is something that even lovelier than the world.
所以但愿主开我们的眼睛
But here may the Lord open our eyes.
如果你在这块田里
If you are in this field,
你尽管跟着我的仆人跟着他们去
Follow my servants and go forth.
然后你可以失去麦穗
Then you can pick up the.
你可以失去这些恩典
You can pick up this grace.
所以路德就匍匐在波阿斯的面前
So Ruth was under Boaz.
他说我既是外邦人怎么蒙你的恩这样顾恤我呢
she bowed before him How have you taken notice of me since I'm a foreigner
弟兄姊妹我们不是常常这样祷告吗
Don't we often pray this
我们真是外邦的人
We are indeed foreigners
但是我们怎么蒙主这么大的恩典
How have we received such wonderful grace from him
而他这样的顾恤我们
And he remembers us
波阿斯回答说
Boaz answered and said
自从你丈夫死了以后
Ever since all that you have done,
凡你向婆婆所行的
，for your mother after the death of your husband，
并你离开父母和本地到素不认识的民众，这些事人全都告诉我。
Has been fully reported to me in how you left your father and your mother in the hand of your birth and came to people that you did not know previously. No, you understand now?
我们得救以后
，after we're saved，
我们所有的一切圣灵都告诉我们的主。
Everything about us is told to our Lord by the Spirit.
圣灵已经向我们的主报告了。
The Holy Holy Spirit has already told everything to our Lord.
所有的事他全部都知道了。
He knows everything about us.
你看见吗？
You see that?
不止你对婆婆所行的。
All that you have done to your mother-in-law.
你不肯离开你的婆婆。
That you're not willing to leave your mother-in-law.
而且你离开你的父母。
And then you left your father and mother.
所以可见他是有父母的。
So she had mother and father.
他有一个家可以回去。
She had a home that she could return to.
她撇下她自己的家。
She left her home.
撇下她的父母。
She left her parents.
还有撇下她的本地。
Left her people.
她来到素不认识的民当中。
Came to a people that she did not know.
一个完全陌生的地方。
A completely strange place.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
路德所代表的。
What Ruth represents.
乃是撇下一切跟随主的门徒。
It's the disciple that has left everything and followed the Lord.
每一个门徒都是路德。
Every disciple is Ruth.
每一个路德都是门徒。
Every Ruth is the disciple.
你清楚吗？
你能 clear?
当我们撇下一切跟随主的时候。
When we leave all and follow the Lord.
主都知道。
The Lord knows.
你怎么撇下父母？
How you left parents?
你怎么撇下本地？
How you left your land?
我们的主都知道。
Our Lord knows all.
这个撇下背后带上多少的痛苦。
Leaving all represents a lot of suffering.
但是因着主的吸引。
But because the draw of the Lord.
因着迦南地的吸引。
Because the draw of the land of Canaan.
现在他来到了素不认识的百姓的当中。
Now she came to a place where she didn't know anyone.
这块地完全是陌生的。
This is a strange place for her.
你看见我们的主都知道。
You see our Lord knew.
波阿斯全部都知道。
Boaz knew everything.
那现在他为路德祝福了。
Now she blessed Ruth.
愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你。
May the Lord reward your work.
明白吗？
Understand?
不光是恩典。
Not just grace.
路德要的是恩典。
Ruth wanted grace.
路德要的是麦穗。
Ruth wanted the wheat.
这是我们知道的恩典。
This is the grace we know.
但是不可能。
But it's impossible.
你来到神的面前。
When you come before the presence of God.
不可能只是恩典。
It can't just be grace.
而没有赏赐。
And no reward.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当我们拾穗的时候。
When we glean in the field.
我们经历的是恩典。
What we experience is grace.
当我们长进以后。
After we grow.
我们得着的是赏赐。
We receive the reward.
所以你看见波阿斯对路德怎么说呢？
So what did Boaz say to Ruth?
他说愿耶华照你所行的赏赐你。
May the Lord reward your work.
你撇下一切跟从神的旨意。
If you have given up all and followed the will of God.
这就是你所行的。
This is what you have done.
你要得到赏赐。
And you will receive rewards.
那你做了什么呢？
What did you do?
你来投靠耶和华。
You come a lean upon the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
撇弃父母。
To leave the parents.
撇弃摩亚地。
To leave the land of Moab.
这是消极的。
This is the negative.
是什么东西吸引这个路德呢？
What draws Ruth?
是拿俄米吗？
Is it Naomi?
是拿俄米不错。
It's Naomi.
但是拿俄米的神。
But it's the God of Naomi.
你是来投靠耶和华。
You have come and lean yourself upon God.
以色列神的翅膀底下。
Under the wings of the God of Israel.
你看这句话很有意思的。
It is very interesting.
什么叫神的翅膀呢？
What does it mean the wings
你在旧约圣殿里面
of God in the Old Testament in the temple?
在至圣所里面
in the Holy of Holies.
你看有基路伯。
There two cherubim.
基路伯有翅膀的。
The cherubim have wings.
那个翅膀呢就遮盖约柜。
Those wings cover the ark.
所以每次人来到至圣所。
So every time a man comes into the holy place.
来到神的脚前。
Come to the, before the feet of God.
与神有最亲密的交通的时候。
To have the sweetest fellowship with God.
那你怎么说呢？
What do you say?
我们是来到了神的翅膀里。
We come under the wings of God.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that?
在路德觉得我只要失去麦穗就可以了。
Ruth felt that I just have to glean from the field.
你只要让我上天堂就好了。
Just let me go to heaven.
弟兄姊妹就这么多了。
That's enough.
但是不
But no.
你看见吗这个波阿斯怎么说呢
What did Boaz say?
你是投靠耶华以色列神的翅膀下
You are one who is under the wings of the God of Israel
你不只来到迦南地
You not only came to the land of
Canaan 你要得到赏赐
You want to receive reward
因为旧约圣经说
Because the Old Testament
said 耶华与敬畏他的人亲密
God is so near to those who love him
你敬畏他
If you fear him,
他就与你亲密。
Then he will be near to you.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
So brothers and sisters,
因着路德敬畏神。
Because Ruth feared God.
结果神就与他亲密。
That's why God was so close to her.
结果他不止来到迦南美地。
She not only came to the land of Canaan.
他来到迦南美地中间波阿斯那块田。
She came to the land of Canaan and the field of Boaz.
现在波阿斯告诉他。
Now Boaz told her.
你不光这块田。
You not only entered
the field. 你以为失去麦穗就好了。
You thought that you just have to glean.
那是恩典。
That's grace.
但恩典上面还有赏。
But grace, there's also reward.
你看见吗？
You see that?
那现在呢？你来到了投靠耶华以色列神的翅膀底下。
So now you're under the wings of the God of Israel.
愿你满得他的赏赐。
May your wages be full from the Lord.
神的同在就是我们的赏赐的地方。
The presence of God is where we receive reward.
你在神的面前
before God,
你所得的满赐是满得的是他的赏赐。
So you are full of His reward.
你知道这是个预言呢。
This is a prophecy.
这就是第三章第四章的故事。
This is a story of chapter 3 and chapter 4.
弟兄明白吗？
You see that?
这个话是对十岁的女子说的。
This is spoken to the one who gleaned in the field.
但是波阿斯把神的心意